Hi everyone, my name is Fiona Ferris and I'm really excited to be working with Middletown Centre for Autism on this post-primary podcast series. Over the coming days, I'll be chatting with other autistic adults like myself to bring you their stories about their own journey during and after school. We really hope you enjoy listening. Our first guest on the series is Grainne Butler. Grainne, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to come and chat with me today and to share your story. Would you be able to tell me what age you are and what you're doing at the moment since finishing secondary school?
I'm Grainne Butler and I'm aged 19 and I'm in college and I'm doing an office course.
Oh, and was this something that you felt you always wanted to study?
Well, being in school, I did work experience in transition year in a secondary school and in a solicitor's office, and I really liked working in offices. So I decided then I'd do the office course.
Very good. And what do you think it is about working in offices that interests you?
Well, I like the computer aspects of learning about Excel and Word and doing letters and emails. That's the part of the office I like more rather than the legal stuff.
Okay, so kind of the organisational administration side of things and the bits that you can structure and organise.
Yeah, and doing up meetings and being organised and sending out schedules and things.
Very good. What would your interests have been growing up, Grainne?
Well, my interests would have been baking and knitting and walking and hiking. But then when I was in school, I had interests in computers and like doing up invitations and cards and Word and all that.
Very good. And have you managed to keep the walking and the hiking and everything going while we're in lockdown at the moment?
Yeah, I go out every couple of days and I walk my dog.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the same at the moment as well. It's difficult when you can only go so far. I think every time my dog sees me coming at the moment, they're running away thinking of not another walk. So how was your experience, do you feel, in post-primary school?
Well, my experience was okay in post-primary. It was hard at the start and I knew no one. But then as the years went on, it kind of became more easier as I got to settle in and got to know more people.
And what would have been your favourite subjects in secondary school?
Home economics.
Home economics, because that was your interest in baking and cooking. It gives you the chance to be creative as well, doesn't it?
And I liked even the aspect where we did sewing and cross-stitch.
Your home economics class sounds way more interesting than mine was whenever I was in secondary school. And do you feel there were any teachers throughout your experience at post-primary that inspired you?
Some of the teachers inspired me, but not all of them did.
And the ones who you felt did inspire you or support you, was there anything that they did in particular that you felt really helped you through your experience in school?
Well, they were encouraging me to try new things and to give things a go and not give up.
Yeah, that's a good message as well to be given students, to make sure that they do try new things, and whenever you do find things difficult, to not give up on it. And in terms of subjects that you found more difficult, were there any of those in particular which you felt you struggled with?
Well, maths and science.
Maths and science wouldn't have been my strong areas either. but you really enjoyed the home economics and the cooking and the cross-stitching.
That's my favourite.
So school, I suppose, can be a bit of a difficult time whenever you're going through it, especially if you're an autistic individual. And I think whenever you're autistic, you know that some things can make you a bit more anxious, and sometimes the uncertainty of situations can make a situation difficult, which other people might not even think about. Would you have any advice for any teenagers in secondary school who are feeling anxious that you could give to them to help them through what they're experiencing in secondary school?
My advice would be maybe to talk to people, maybe your parents or your teachers, and to try and come up with a plan to help you. And maybe take some time out to do things you like or meditate and kind of reflect before you decide what the problem is and going into dealing with it.
That's really good advice. Is that something that you did and that you find helpful?
Yeah, I would have talked to teachers and stuff.
And just help come up with a plan and see what the problem is and how you can work through that together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. Would you have experienced any particularly difficult times in school that you can remember?
It would have been difficult around exam times, because I would have found that quite stressful.
As in the build-up to the exams or doing the actual exams themselves?
I think it was more the build-up to doing the exams.
Okay, yeah, just sometimes the uncertainty of that and the pressure you can put on yourself can make you more anxious. Whenever doing exams is an anxious enough time for anybody as it is.
Exactly, yeah.
How did you feel about the whole situation over the last year? COVID hit and people weren't at school anymore and more children were receiving results based on how they performed throughout the year rather than on exams. Do you think that's something that is fairer, or do you think that's something that perhaps would have helped you whenever you were in school rather than the pressure of exams?
Well, I actually got the Leaving Cert last year in predictive grades, and I actually liked that idea because I did the Leaving Certificate Applied and it's all kind of continuous assessment. So I like the idea of getting the calculated grades, but if I was doing the traditional Leaving Cert, I think I'd have found that a bit hard.
Is that because the Leaving Cert Applied that you were doing, it was quite practical and there was, like you said, continued assessment, so that was a large part of your end grade anyway, whereas with a typical Leaving Cert student, it's all assessed at the very, very end.
Yeah, and I find that stressful because you have to work all year to get your final grades, and that's hard to keep motivated all year round.
And were you happy then with your results whenever you got them based on how you performed throughout the year? Do you feel that you were proud of yourself and happy with how you did?
Yeah, I was proud of in how I did.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. So you're now in college, as you said. You're doing your administration course, your office course. So how was college then whenever you started? What was your initial experience or feeling of going into college?
Well, I felt a bit nervous on the first day going in for induction day because I didn't know anyone. But when I went in, they were all helpful and they told us where to go. So it was kind of, and they sent emails out the week before. So it helped get to know things for when we went in.
And have you had the chance to do any of your classes in the classroom or has it all been online so far?
We've been in one day a week up until November. And then we went in for the Christmas exams, but now we're all online.
All online. And do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
In some ways it's good, but then when there's internet issues, that's a bad thing.
Yes, and I think that's something we can all relate to at the moment, whether exactly. It's with work or school or college. It really depends on the quality of your internet. So what would you say are the particularly good or enjoyable things about college compared to whenever you were in school?
Well, you get to do subjects that you're interested in, and then you have a lot of free time as well. You do have exams, but they're maybe not as many as in school. And you have assignments, which are good as well.
Yeah, very good. So assignments kind of help you to show your ability to do the work throughout the year rather than how well you perform in an exam situation.
They're good. So all your skills you've learned, you can put into an assignment.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. And in terms of what you've found more difficult compared to school, what are the bad bits of college, do you feel? Or are there any?
No, I don't think there's any bad bits to college. It's difficult, like when it's online, getting to make friends. But apart from that, there's no bad things.
And have your class in college been doing anything to stay linked in with each other? Or they set up any WhatsApp groups or any Zoom calls just to kind of make friends? Or is it something you're just hoping will happen whenever you get back into the classroom?
We have a WhatsApp group and we stay in touch on that. And then we're friendly on the Zooms as well.
Well, that's good. And hopefully whenever things return to some version of normality, you'll be able to go for coffee and hang out in class and after class. It's just the way things are this year. And I think that I'm back in college myself studying and, you know, I haven't really properly met anybody in my class, but you do feel like you know them from chatting in classes and having WhatsApp groups and stuff. So it's good to get that chance to link in. And know that you're all going through the same experience. Everybody is trying to learn from home and supporting each other is really important too.
Exactly.
Did you use any of the support services available in your college?
There's a guidance counsellor and I would have linked in with him and we would have had a meeting, I think the third week back. So he gives me a one-to-one tutor for help one day a week.
So you get access to tutor one day a week just for those one-to-one questions and that extra support that you may need.
Yes, for what it's for 1 hour so we can work on assignments or exam techniques or whatever.
Well, that's really good. And do you think the support services or the disability services in your college have really helped you ease into this new way of learning?
Yeah, it has helped me with my learning and understanding questions and things.
That's great. And I know you only just really started college, so I don't want to be projecting you into thinking about way into the future, but what would your ambitions be for whenever you graduate? What is it you'd love to use this course to help you achieve?
Well, I would like to work in a school office.
A school office? Oh, what is it about a school office that kind of attracts you or interests you?
I just like talking to parents and helping students.
And is that something you think throughout the course of your studies you might get the opportunity to do? Do you do any work placements to help facilitate that, to help lead you into the workplace?
Well, we don't do work experience at the moment, but maybe next year.
And is it a two-year course, Grania, or is it a three-year course?
It's the PLC, so it is a level 5, but if I wanted, I can do the level 6, and I'm hoping to do the level 6 next year.
Oh, that's great. So there's progression opportunities then. And if you really enjoy level 5, you can go on to do the level 6 and go that bit further.
Yeah, it's just a little bit more advanced, but it's kind of similar as well to what we're doing at the moment, but just at an advanced level. Yeah, but we might do 1 or 2 new modules, but all the rest will be the same.
So whenever you finish this course, your level 5, you're hoping to go on then and do your level 6. And then hopefully with that, what you'd really like to achieve is being able to work in a school office.
Yeah, and I think in a secondary school, maybe not a primary school.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think primary schools are harder because the children are younger.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. It's a very different dynamic between primary and secondary schools. But you always, I don't know about you, but whenever I was a student, either in primary or secondary school, you always know the person who works in the school office. They do always have a great relationship with the kids, and it would be nice to experience that from the other side, to actually be that person. So I can totally understand why that's an area that you'd like to go into. So I suppose just to, in terms of final questions then, would you have any words of advice or any words of encouragement for any autistic teenagers who are listening to this today, who are in secondary school and perhaps finding it a bit difficult? Is there anything you'd love to tell them that perhaps you wish somebody could have told you?
To take each day one at a time, because every day is a different day and you don't know what's going to happen. And then maybe try and reach out to people, and if you are worried about something, tell them. And to, if there is thing, if students are bothering you, maybe you could talk to teachers, because sometimes they might be bothering and they don't know they are, or you could even talk to your friends about it.
That's really good. And in terms of, I mean, that's excellent advice, is to make sure that you're reaching out to those people around you, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a parent or your close friends, and just letting them know that you might need a little bit of extra support or you might need their guidance. And in terms of looking forward to the future then, for anybody who's in secondary school, you know, sometimes it's hard to think outside of the bubble of secondary school as to what's coming next. Is there any words of positivity about how you might reassure somebody that, you know, sometimes if you are having a difficult time, that it can get better? And whenever you do go on to study whatever it is you're interested in, things really can change. Do you think that's something that you felt or you experienced?
Yeah. Staying positive, and when you leave secondary school, there's a lot of opportunities available to you.
Yeah, that's so true. And you'll get the opportunity to focus on your areas of interest, and it is quite different to secondary school. But I think those are really good words of advice and encouragement to finish on there, Grania, just making sure that you're staying linked in with those people in your circle, making sure you let people know when you need support, and knowing not to take everything on yourself and ask for help if you need it. I think that's great. Thank you so much, Grania. Really appreciate your time today. And I hope everybody enjoyed listening to Grania Butler's experience of secondary school and beyond. Thank you so much.
Thank you.